This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on!
Oh, yes. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Friday. You made it. Congratulations. For those of you getting off work, getting on to work, getting ready for school. For those of you off, some days, some people might have four-day weekends. MLK Day this Monday. So, welcome in, everybody joining us, whether it's on the old-fashioned way, you're in your car, just listening, turning us on. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. You can always hit us up at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, Xfinity Mobile Text Line. You can call or text that number. Either way is fine. Shout out to Odyssey app. If you're using us that way, download it. Favorite 95.7 The Game. And you can take us wherever. Shout out to the millions and billions and we don't have trillions yet. Probably wouldn't have a planet if that happened. But shout out to all of you who download that app, Favorite 95.7 The Game, and listen to us that way. We appreciate you. And, of course, shout out to the YouTube audience. You are lovely. We appreciate your interaction on the chat. And you can always hit me up on Twitter, at Spadoni underscore Joe. We have an hour here for you. We got a lot of packed into it, and we got to get to it. 49ers, Seahawks, I need predictions. Niners fans, where are you at? Where are you at? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. 9570. I need your predictions. I need your keys to the game. I need everything. I need what you're scared about, what you're not scared about. Is this going to be easy? Is this going to be difficult? You guys are starting it off. The 49ers are starting off the playoffs. They're kicking off tomorrow at Levi Stadium, and we'll have all that coverage for you right here prior to the game, after the game. You want don't miss the kickoff show with Larry I keep wanting to say Freddy Krueger, but it's Larry Krueger, and I keep getting the names of Freddy, Larry, it doesn't matter. Shout out Nightmare on Elm Street. Not Nightmare Before Christmas, which I've been watching 50 times, because Young Benjamin, apparently that's his favorite movie now, so it's Nightmare Before Christmas every day after school. But, kickoff show, Larry Krueger, Lorenzo Neal, Hilton Santa Clara, tomorrow, they're fired up, they're going to get you ready for the game, you're going to get all that action right here on 95.7 The Game. You'll have overtime, Allen Stiles, Cal Madsen after that. Then you've got double overtime. We might have triple. We might have quadruple. We'll have all that coverage for you in a win, in a loss, what have you. It's looking like a win. Vegas thinks so. Right now, most places you can get 10 or 9.5. So more than a touchdown favorite at home at Levi Stadium. The elements will be a factor. How much? That remains to be seen. Kind of weird weather right now. Was weird driving in over the bridge. No rain or wind. It's kind of warm too. I had to turn off my heater yesterday in my house because I was like, why is it so hot? And I go outside this morning at like 4. I was like, it's kind of warm outside. What the hell's going on? It's a weird weather. Rain's expected again today again, so please drive safe out there. We got a little break in it. I hope those of you who could travel and needed to travel were able to in a efficient and safe manner. So, again, 49ers, Seahawks, the rivalry week is renewed, and it culminates tomorrow at Levi Stadium. And I want to hear from you Niner fans at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. No volume on YouTube right now. We'll get that fixed. Thank you for letting me know. You can always download that app. If it's not working in the meantime, download that Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game. And I'm going to text the great Sam Lubman, because I'm here solo dolo in the mornings. So, can't run in there right now. Unless I played some sound, but I don't want to do that yet. It's so early in the show. So I'll get that YouTube audio fixed. Thank you for letting me know in the chat. So, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We heard yesterday from a multitude of 49ers from past and current. Mike Holmgren, Jordan Willer, and Dids are in here for what he had to say. Former head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, took them to a Super Bowl. We're also going to hear from Kyle Shanahan himself, Brock Purdy. They spoke to the media yesterday. And DK Metcalf had some interesting things to say when it's regarding the rivalry that is the Seahawks and the 49ers. And I'm just going to play this sound, because I think this says all you need to know about these two teams and their history. Let's hear from Richard Sherman and what is known as the greatest play in Seattle Seahawks history. And unfortunately, it was against the 49ers.
Kaepernick, end zone, Crabtree. Broken up, picked off! This game is over! Knocked in the air, intercepted by Smith. Off the hands of Richard Sherman.
About you.
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to set it for you real quick. L.O.B.
Richard Sherman. Aaron Andrews. Man. Does that take you back, Niners fans? Not to a good place, but I want those juices to get flowing again this morning. I want those juices to get flowing. This is a rivalry game. I need the passion. I know it's early. But that's what it's all about. 49ers, Seahawks, Levi Stadium tomorrow. Here's DK Metcalf talking about it.
It's a tough matchup always. You know, they're probably one of our, in my mind, I think, biggest rivalry. But for this season, it's going to be our third time playing them. So all I know is it's hard to beat a team three times. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the matchup. I know the defense is going to they're going to come ready. I know the offense is going to be ready. And, you know, I know we're going to be ready. So I'm just looking forward to the matchup.
There you have it. DK Metcalf. The Seahawks' best wide receiver, probably best player, top to bottom. Him, Lockett, they're going to be a problem. Noah Fant, Kenneth Walker, the rookie, up for the rookie of the year. Him and Brock Purdy. It's a rivalry. It's their biggest rival. I think the 49ers fans would agree that no other team in the NFC West, given maybe the Rams, but definitely not the Cardinals. Definitely not the Cardinals. And that dumpster fire that is in Arizona. It's always been up in the Pacific Northwest. That's the rivalry. And it gets renewed again tomorrow. Levi Stadium, in the elements. And Kyle Shanahan, the head coach, spoke to the media about those elements yesterday, and here's what he had to say about them.
Yeah, I always think bad weather slows the game down and equalizes stuff. But when it's one game, 3.5 hours in the playoffs, I look at all games as equal. I mean, I know we're favored, stuff like that. I know what people say, but this is the NFL, and this is the playoffs. And last time we played them, came down to last possession. Expected to be the same.
I think people forget just how close that game was. That second game, the clinching game for the NFC West in Seattle. Brock Purdy, if Diggs doesn't drop that pick, it could be a whole different game. Now, he didn't, and it wasn't, and the 49ers won and clinched the division. Brock Purdy had the game-winning play to end it with the slide, which may have been a little before the line of scrimmage, but those ones are weird. I never know what... Is it when you start the act of the slide, that's when you should call it dead right down there? Is it when your leg finally goes down? Who knows? But nonetheless, the 49ers won that game. They didn't turn back, and they haven't lost since October. But it was a lot closer than people think. And I'm kind of leaning the under in this game. I think it was right now is at 42 or 43.5, something like that. I like the under in this game, but only because I don't think the Seahawks are going to be able to run the ball, and I think that's going to force Geno Smith to throw. And if it's going to be high winds, some wet ball, I think he's going to be prone to turn it over. And I just see the 49ers capitalizing that, running the ball, milking the clock, and I could see this being like a 20-10, maybe. Seahawks get a late score to make this score look better, but 49ers control for this for the most part. What say you at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We're working on the YouTube. See you there in the chat, on the stream. Producer extraordinaire. Sam is actually kind of good, though. Producer extraordinaire Sam Lubman, quote, I'm going to have to shut the stream down and restart this computer. So there you go. It's a YouTube thing. They're going to have to fix it. Thank you. Better get this out of the way now. 5:10 in the morning. It's fine. We're the pregame show. We get the problems fixed. So that way the morning roast, Willard Dibbs, Steiny Goo, Damon Ratto, they'll all be good. So we work these kinks out now. So we'll get YouTube fixed. Hang tight, people. Download that Odyssey app. Favorite 95.7 The Game. It'll be all right. Let's hear more from some of the Seattle people. Here's Pete Carroll talking about the 49ers. And is he playing mind games?
Kyle's done an incredible job with his QBs this season. That 10-game run is big time now. That's big time in this league. And you got to give them all the credit. They're as healthy maybe as they've been all year long. You know, it's a freaking juggernaut we're going into.
What makes them so challenging to play against?
Well, now they're so well equipped with so many guys at positions that can make things happen. They have who do you stop? You know, and McCaffrey's been just a gem. So I think he scored 11 touchdowns in the 10 games or something like that or whatever, you know. They're just so loaded. And so much so that the quarterback, a young dude, has come in there and taken it over and done great. You know, three touchdowns yesterday. So it's as hard as it could possibly get.
Pete Carroll done a lot of gassing up the 49ers this whole week. And you know, Pete, he's a winner. He's never going to accept a losing franchise, a team, even back to his days at USC. Everyone counted this team out. This whole season, start of the season, everyone was picking them to be the worst team in the NFC, if not potentially the NFL. Now they do have some names still heading into the season. You had Metcalf, you had Lockett. So you thought, okay, they drafted Walker out of Michigan State. It's like, okay, well, they might be able to score. I don't know about that defense, though. They just traded their Hall of Fame quarterback. They're not going to be that good. They're clearly tanking, right? Wrong. Start out the season hot. You know, the league caught up to him a little bit. But hey, they rallied last game of the year when they needed it against a division rival, Los Angeles Rams team, Baker Mayfield, overtime, when overtime hasn't been that kind to them. And yeah, they're here now. They know they're underdogs. And Pete Carroll, you know what? He's just feeding it into the Niners. You know, the Niners are a great team. I'm chewing my gum. This is a great Juicy Fruit, by the way. Here's a stick if you want one. You know, boy, I gotta tell you. Wasn't the greatest Pete Carroll expression, but you get what I'm saying. Guy speaks a million miles an hour. Always energetic. In his 70s already. It's wild. Doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime soon. And he's the only guy in the division, quite frankly, that could rival Kyle Shanahan, in my opinion. Like, Pete Carroll's a borderline Hall of Fame coach. Shasky thinks he is a Hall of Famer. I think he would have been a lock if he had won that second Super Bowl, if they had ran the ball with Marshawn. You know, not the quick slant, Malcolm Butler, you know the rest. I thought, oh, he's a lock. Are you kidding? Back to back, Legion of Boom, probably solidifies itself as the greatest defense of all time. Marshawn Lynch, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's a bona fide Hall of Famer. Two Super Bowl rings, are you kidding me? Marshawn Lynch, he might have been. He probably would have gotten the Super Bowl MVP. And what's happened since that? Haven't been back, right? Couple playoff trips, getting bounced. And now you got a chance. And you're going up against a 49ers team that's heavily favored. So I wouldn't take the Seahawks lightly. I don't think the 49ers are. I don't think Kyle Shanahan is. He's no dummy. He knows what to expect. But in the playoffs, you got to expect the unexpected. Right? Is that the old saying, how it goes? Turnovers are always key. Special teams is always key. Special teams no one's talked about all week. And that's been an Achilles heel for the 49ers in the past. Now, it's looked a little better on returns. Ray McLeod. But again, the elements. Do we need to talk about what happened in the NFC Championship game when there was rain last time? When the 49ers were at home? Kyle Williams. Night-night. Eli Manning. They go on to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So, take care of the ball. Special teams is going to be crucial. And then defense. Can you make the stops when you need to? The goal line stands when you need to have them. It's going to be crucial. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. 408, Xfinity Mobile text line. Russell Wilson has one ring. Yeah, did I say he had two? Went to two Super Bowls. Should have had two rings. He just has one. I was saying he was a Hall of Famer if he got two, but right now, the way he's playing in Denver, he's playing himself out of the Hall of Fame. It's not even close. 415, Xfinity Mobile text line. Carroll is pulling a Bill Cheat, buttering up the opponent before the game. Oh, it's just coach speak. I think it's kind of tongue-in-cheek when I say playing mind games. I think every single head coach in the NFL does that every week. If you just listen to him, they always say it. Kyle Shanahan will say that about the Houston freaking Texans. I think they got a lot of guys that are playing hard. I think they're very skilled. They do that every single week. Because if they don't, if they say, I think they stink, then they're setting themselves up to look like, you know what, egg on their face when they get upset. So you always gas up the opponent, no matter if they're crappy or not. That's just how it goes. 415 Xfinity Mobile text line. The volume is back on. Thanks, y'all. Who needs Sal Castaneda when I can wake up with Spadoni? Shout out Sal Castaneda. The Sal and Steiny podcast, that's still going on? I know Steiny joins Sal weekly. Highlight of my morning. I know Steiny when he walks in the studio, when he's wearing just a blazer coat and a plain white tee. I was like, oh, that's dressing up for Steiny. I tell you what. And by the way, yeah, YouTube is back up. Shout out to all of you who stuck with that. Shout out Sam Lovin for getting it fixed, resetting the stream. I appreciate you, Sam. Coffee on me. But you know when a 95.7 The Game host is on YouTube and they're looking slovenly. Trust me. I was the guy that always came in during December and winter with a Hawaiian shirt, flip-flops, and shorts. Now I might do that again, just to show the Twitch audience. That was my style. It's been a little chilly as of late. But, you know, I have to look not unkempt. My wife watches this now, and she'll be disappointed to see what her husband... Oh, that's... I want to show you off, hon, but that's what you look like this morning? Yikes. So, yeah, YouTube changed a lot of things. But Steiny, when he walks in on a Monday after being with Sal Castaneda with that blazer and plain white tee, it's just the best. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Hit us up on Twitch and YouTube. Xfinity Mobile text line. We love to hear it. We love to see it. Oaktown's Finest on the YouTube chat. Niners losing by 30 tomorrow or what? Could guess what fan you are, Oaktown's Finest. Or maybe you're not anymore. There's a lot of non-Raider fans anyways. That's fine. You know what? Niners-Raiders is still a rivalry. I get it. The hate will always be there on both sides, even though one of the teams is gone in Vegas in the desert. One of them's not making the playoffs. One of them is getting rid of Derek Carr. And by the way, since we've gotten here, Derek Carr says his goodbyes. It's kind of a just a out of the blue, you know. And listen, this whole situation for Derek Carr this season, he was put in impossible situations throughout his whole tenure with the Raiders. And I'm going to go to the great Ralph Barbieri, where he said two things can be equally true. The Raiders needed to move on from Derek Carr, and this entire season was not Derek Carr's fault. Josh McDaniels has a lot to do with it. Blowing that many double-digit leads, you cannot put that all on the quarterback. There is blame. Oh, yes, there is blame. And I think it became increasingly clear as the season went on, especially in that finale, when you were going up against Patrick Mahomes twice a year, Justin Herbert twice a year, you know Denver's not going to be down for long. They're going to revamp. They're interviewing Sean Payton. They're interviewing Jim Harbaugh. They're going to see if they can fix Russell Wilson. We'll see what happens there, but they have a hell of a defense. You just look at that AFC. Look at all the players this week. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence now, Josh Allen, Lamar. He's not playing this week, but he's there. You're not beating those guys with Derek Carr. You're just not. Everything has to be perfect. Everything. And I look back with Matt Stafford last year. Similar comp. I think Matt Stafford is a little bit better, but the comp is there. He was on a bad franchise, historically bad franchise. The Detroit Lions had a Hall of Fame receiver, Calvin Johnson, but just could never get over that hump. Constant turmoil, constant coaching changes, but you know what? He did right by the organization every single step of the way. I applaud Stafford. I applaud Carr. They play the game the right way on and off the field. But there comes a point, and you can see it now with the Lions. Rams absolutely won that deal. They won a Super Bowl. Matt Stafford, he did his thing. They needed a quarterback to get him there and get him over the hump, and he was that quarterback. But the Detroit Lions also won that trade. Don't get it twisted. They have a top five draft pick. Check that. Top six. They might draft a quarterback, or they might just Jared Goff cook. Hell, he went to Lambeau, and only for the fourth time in the last 30 years, he beat Aaron Rodgers. In Lambeau Field, the Packers. Like, the Lions don't beat the Packers at Lambeau. And that was for a chance at the playoffs to come to Levi Stadium for the Green Bay Packers. And the Lions went out there and kicked their ass. Dan Campbell, those players reflect the coach. They play hard for their coach. And you look now with Derek Carr and the Raiders, where they're at, juxtapose that with Stafford going to the Rams. I don't see it in the NFC. Check that, AFC. I'll see it in the NFC. I don't see Derek Carr competing in the AFC, whether that's to the Jets or the Dolphins. I just don't see it. I've seen enough of him post-broken leg. He hasn't been the same quarterback since that MVP caliber type season back in 2016. He just hasn't been the same player. He's never going to be the same player. It is what it is. He's still a good quarterback. He can be good. He's never going to be great. And you need great to win Super Bowls. You do. At least in the AFC. If he goes to the NFC, maybe he's got a shot to get there. Maybe. But I'm looking around the NFC landscape. What's the team that could just take a quarterback and win now? What's that team? The Saints? Maybe. They're getting old. Dennis Allen, you think that guy's going to win you a Super Bowl? I mean, he's already been with Derek Carr. We saw how that went. Hell, Dennis Allen shut Derek Carr down 24-0 this season. It was the ugliest loss of the year. Not even close. And I'm not here to rip on Derek. I'm not. But this revisionist history of how great of a quarterback he has been. He's been a great leader, I feel. He's been a great ambassador for the franchise on and off the field, all he does for the community. I know he does a lot for the Children's Hospital in Fresno. Listen, he's a great guy. Root for Derek. Want him to succeed. But you know what? It was time for a change for both teams, the team and the player. Wherever Derek moves on, I wish him nothing but the best. Hope he succeeds. But he wasn't winning a Super Bowl with this team. And if you're a fan of the Raiders, you know that. He wasn't winning. And maybe they'll never win a Super Bowl with Mark Davis as owner. I don't know. But they weren't moving on from Josh McDaniels. Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels are tied at the hip. They set up the contract in a way they can get out of it, whether it's through cut, whether it's through trade. We'll see what happens there. But they're not going to have a lot of dead cap money. It's $5 million either way. So, just wanted to say that. I know this is a Niners-Seahawks rivalry day leading up to the game tomorrow at Levi Stadium, 1:30, kicking off the playoffs. But Derek Carr said his goodbyes officially on Instagram, Twitter, wherever, on social media. So, he started his career here in the Bay. He's ending it in Vegas. He's a hell of a Raider. Leads them in a bunch of categories historically. Where he leads all time among quarterbacks? Probably fourth. Right? I'm still putting Gannon, Plunkett, and Stabler over him. I think fourth is fair. I think fourth is fair for Derek. We're going to take a quick break here. Coming back, more Niners. We're going to hear from Mike Holmgren. He was on Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and he had some interesting thoughts on this matchup. You know, Mike Holmgren used to be former offensive coordinator for the 49ers when they won with Steve. Goes to the Green Bay Packers, wins the Super Bowl with Brett Favre, takes the Seahawks with Matt Hasselbeck to the Super Bowl against the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger. And what was that was the worst officiated Super Bowl I have ever seen. I still remember that. I was like 11 or 12. It was at 2004, 2005. Seahawks, Steelers. Ugh. I remember how bad. I think the officials have like even said they were bad after the game. It was that bad. So Mike Holmgren, we'll have some sound to play on the other side of him. He had some interesting thoughts on the game. Brock Purdy spoke to the media yesterday. Want to hear from Brock as he gets set for his first playoff game. And the first time he's playing a team for the second time in the Seattle Seahawks. That'll be interesting. So we'll hear from Brock on that. Come on back. This is the pregame show with Joe Spadoni. Again, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, Xfinity Mobile Text Line. YouTube is back up and running. Thank you, Sam Lubman, for fixing the audio issue. We are back. Hi, hello. Hit us up on YouTube and at Twitter, at Spadoni underscore Joe. This is the pregame show with Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pre-game show. Joe Spadoni. 95.7 The Game. Phil Collins Friday for all those who observe. 49ers, Seahawks tomorrow, Levi Stadium. 1:30. Be there, be square. It'll be wet. It'll be windy. And Lo Neal and Larry Kruger will be at the Hilton in Santa Clara getting you ready for that. We'll have the pre. We'll have the post. We'll have overtime. Alan Stiles, Kyle Madsen, double overtime, triple overtime, quadruple, cinquental, is that what it is? I don't know. So cinquenta is 50 in Spanish. Maybe I just went Spanish there. That's all I know. Took Spanish for quite a long time. Fourth grade, it was required. So starting in fourth grade, I went to a K-8, pulling back the curtain. For all those who care about my Spanish education, shout out everyone who speaks Spanish, and shout out anyone who can speak a dual language. Tremendous amount of respect for you. I think everyone should. We thought about doing a Spanish immersion for Benny, but I think it was too late at that point. I was like, the parents need to kind of get involved with that too. I was like, I don't have the time right now. But K-8, I went to that, then fourth grade on. So fourth grade all the way through my junior year of high school, Spanish. And I could speak it pretty well, but if it's too fast, I get bits and pieces now. And my pronunciation is great, if I can read off something, all that. But, yeah. And I know what this usually means is people that speak Spanish in the chat are going to start sending me, hey, Spadoni, say this. I'm not going to say it because you guys are trying to trick me. And even if I say bad language in another language, I can get in trouble. All right? I took classes at SF State. Shout out Becca. I know I can get in trouble, even if it's in another language. Even if you spell it out, by the way, if you didn't know that. Remember one of the hosts here, what was it, last year, spelled out a bad word. You can't do that either. Had to dump it. Can't spell it out. There you go. What I can spell out? W-I-N. That means win. And that's what the 49ers are trying to do tomorrow against the Seattle Seahawks. Shout out YouTube, by the way. YouTube is up and running. Hello. If you want to get involved, 888-957-9570. Shout out Ernie. Ernie breaking it out early this morning. Ernie's the best. You know why? Because he's locked in every single show. My guy Ernie Chavez. And you know what you can do? If you want to get your voice heard, you want to be the first one in line to, right at the top, you know, shout out the tip. Give us a tip here. We appreciate it. Ernie from the YouTube chat. Hopefully Jay didn't see your day one attire. Going back to what I used to wear pre-YouTube days, and that was a Hawaiian shirt and flip-flops and sweat shorts constantly. We might bring the look back occasionally, depending on how much sleep I got the night before. That's usually what it's based on. But today I'm looking, I think, pretty fresh in my Adidas sweatshirt that Jade got me. So, there you go. A lot of fuzzies on it, though. I need to get a lint roller in studio. I think that'd be a good investment for everyone. I think so. There you go. I know. Mi hermano Spadoni. Shout out Ernie Chavez. There you go. My brother. All right. That's the extent of my Spanish. Mike Holmgren. He joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday. You know, Mike Holmgren, former 49ers OC back in the 90s, winning with Steve Young, winning the Super Bowl, taking over the head coaching job in Green Bay, winning the Super Bowl with Brett Favre, went to two of them, went to another Super Bowl with the Seahawks. Mike Holmgren, he should be a Hall of Famer. I'm reading out the resume aloud. Mike Holmgren, why is he in the Hall of Fame? Maybe because if he was a GM and with the Browns and that didn't work out well. But Mike Holmgren knows his stuff. He's a great interview. And here's Mike talking about Brock Purdy's hot start to the season.
Well, it's remarkable, first of all. And you got to give credit to the 49ers coaching staff and the young man. I mean, the expectation level coming into the season for a young man who's drafted like that, you know, is low. I mean, it's not going to happen. And here he is in the playoffs with one of the fine teams and a projected team for the Super Bowl. It's remarkable. Now, having said that, the way he plays and who's around him has made a huge difference. You know, if you're a young quarterback wanting to step into that position, it's nice to have those guys around you.
Absolutely. Great point by Mike. Brock's playing very well and very poised for a rookie. Let's not get it twisted. Two things, again, could be equally true. Brock could be playing well, and he also could have a great complement of pieces around him. Like, we've seen this with Nick Mullins, C.J. Beathard, Jimmy Garoppolo, and I'm not lumping Jimmy in with those guys, but we've seen quarterbacks struggle at times, even with all those complimentary pieces. With Brock, he's come right in, not trying to do too much. Yeah, occasionally he'll look like a rookie. That's expected. He still only played, what, six games, what have you? So, listen, you can give credit to Brock in saying he looks really good while also acknowledging he has a tremendous amount of help around him. Shasky's fired up. I can hear him already. He's fired up. Oh, I think he's recording a video as we speak. It's so funny. We have to have the door here in the studio open. Again, peeling the curtain back. Slightly open because there's an air conditioning problem. So we have an air conditioner going out, feeding hot air out of the studio. So occasionally, if someone's being loud or heated about a take, you can hear him while I'm on air. And Shasky's fired up right now. Why shouldn't he be? I want to hear from 49ers fans. They are fired up at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. And if you want to get fired up, how about comparing Brock Purdy to Joe Montana? Here's Mike Holmgren on the comparison.
Well, I think as much as people want to compare that and reference Joe, I think everyone has to put the brakes on just a little bit, you know, because, I think what his success and how he's playing in the game and how he appears to, he doesn't make mistakes, he doesn't get rattled. Physically, Joe, I think, is a little bit bigger than this young guy, but you know, I think, and being with Joe Montana, I had the privilege of being with other quarterbacks as well. It's hard for me to compare people to him because he was unique and special, I think. But having said that, this young guy he's gonna make history if he can take care of business here.
Yes, much respect to Michael Hornacek. Let's not get too crazy. Listen, I worked with Joe, I worked with Steve Young, I worked with Brett Favre. I know Hall of Fame quarterbacks when I see them. I like the start, but let's not get too ahead of ourselves. But Purdy could put him in. Let's just say this. Brock Purdy could join Joe Montana and Steve Young this year as one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the 49ers. Just if he wins the Super Bowl. You're putting his name with those two guys. Steve Young won one. Say that 10 times fast. Steve Young won one as a starter, just one. Yeah, he won multiple as a backup. Joe got his four as a starter. And Brock could get one. That puts him in that category. All due respect to the Garcias, the Kaepernicks, right, the Alex Smiths, what have you. Brock Purdy could put his name with those guys, which is just crazy to say. Mr. Irrelevant. Say that out loud. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Mike Holmgren, the weather has been a topic of conversation. It's continuing to be a topic of conversation because it's just been crazy wet and windy. It's died down a little bit. I think it's supposed to get back started in the next couple hours here. But Mike Holmgren, he was up in Seattle. He knows all about the rain and the wet weather. He was asked about how weather impacts football games.
Well, I think you have to emphasize taking care of the football even more than you normally do because the weather does factor into that. But I always thought if it was a bad weather game and being an offensive guy, it gave the advantage to the offense because the receivers know where they're going. The defensive backs have to react. And so a bad surface or a slippery surface, I thought the advantage went to the offense, first of all. But the biggest thing, it was not so much, unless it's just storming, the biggest thing was the wind. And so I don't know what the projections are going to be. I know I have my home down there. I check it every day because, you know, it's in Santa Cruz, and they've had a lot of flooding and stuff. It's been crazy. So I don't know what the projection is for Saturday. But if it's windy along with the wet stuff, that becomes very problematic. And then your running game really has to be going good.
Well, lucky for the 49ers, they have the best running game in the NFL. So, again, Steiny mentioned this earlier in the week. I'm not worried about the weather because the 49ers are the perfect bad weather team. They hit hard, they're physical on defense, and they run the ball better than everyone. And they got the best running back / receiver in Christian McCaffrey in the league. Outside of Josh Jacobs and Nick Chubb is just straight up running backs. McCaffrey has a running back combination with his receiving ability is there's no one better than him in the league. You got Elijah Mitchell as a 1-2 punch. Feeling pretty good. I'm just trying to find ways that the Seahawks can make this a game. And outside of turnovers, I'm not seeing it. Where's your confidence level at with this game tomorrow? 49ers fans, I want to hear from you at 888-957-9570. We're going to take another quick break, our last one of the show, before going to the other side. Bonta Hill, Joe Shasky, they're fired up. They'll be taking over at the top of the hour, so get in. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. YouTube chat, hit me up there. You guys are awesome. Joe Shasky is going to join me for a little bit on the other side, do a little preview of this game, maybe some of the other NFL matchups around the league. This is the pregame show with Joe Spadoni. Don't go anywhere, 95.7 The Game.
Back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game, Phil Collins Friday for all those who observe. Shout out the great Phil Collins. 49ers Seahawks, NFL playoffs tomorrow, 1:30, Levi Stadium. I need predictions, Niner fans. I need predictions. I like the Niners 20-10. I think it'll be low scoring. I think the Niners control it for the most part. I think there's a couple turnovers by both teams. I think the Niners are more equipped to overcome those turnovers. And I think Geno Smith at least fumbles once and throws one interception. But I mentioned it earlier. And 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, Xfinity Mobile text line, YouTube, hit me up there. Special teams. has not been talked about a lot. And that was an area that really hurt the 49ers last year. Really hurt them. And in a game where it's supposed to be wet and windy at Levi Stadium at home, we're going to find out if that special teams has gotten fixed. Because it seems like it has. I haven't heard anything bad or negative. And usually when you hear nothing negative in the NFL, something's going right. That's how it goes with offensive linemen for the most part. I haven't heard McGlinchey's name in a while. Must be means he's doing his job. I haven't really heard anything negative about the special teams coach. Must be means he's doing his job. Right? And last year, the play of the game, the play of the tournament probably for him, is Green Bay, obviously. Hufanga, block punt, touchdown, night-night Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams' last game as a Green Bay Packer. So 888-957-9570. A lot of you are concerned about the rain in the YouTube chat. Michael, who's on the YouTube chat, last rookie to win a playoff game was Russell Wilson versus RG3, another rookie, and now Brock has to deal with an extreme storm game. I'm scared to say the least. I don't know if it's extreme storm. I'm not expecting 35-mile-an-hour gusts and like hurricane-type weather. But I think it'll be wet, and I think it'll be a little windy. And I don't think it's anything he hasn't seen at Iowa State or playing in that conference. There'll be a lot of rain, sure. But just take care of the ball, run it. And I believe Kyle Shanahan will put his quarterback in the best position to succeed like he's done all season. That's funny. Ernie Chavez from the YouTube chat. At the beginning of the season, Bonte said there wasn't anything special about them, so he called them team instead of special teams. That's pretty good. Hey, I haven't heard. I'll call them special teams because I haven't heard anything negative from them. Ray McLeod has been solid on the kickoff returns. But I do just get a little nervous come playoff time. And how could you not if you're a 49ers fan? The wounds have passed. Candlestick, Kyle Williams, New York Giants. We all know the rest. So special teams, it just always rears its ugly head in the playoffs. Someone muffs a punt, muffs a kickoff return, bad field position, flips, what have you. Kickoff return for a touchdown. Stuff, crazy stuff happens in the playoffs. And I can't wait for it to get started tomorrow. I wanted to rat-a-tat-tat, as Shasky likes to say, a couple of these playoff matchups other than the Niners. And it's going to start, obviously, with the Niners and Seahawks. I gave you my prediction. We're going to hear Joe Shasky's here in a few minutes. Bonte and Shasky are fired up. And they're going to take all your calls at 888-957-9570. But looking around the rest of the league, oh, the NFL primetime music, it's just the best. It gets me going every time. And the other matchup tomorrow night in Jacksonville, yeah, the Jags, they're back. We haven't seen the Jaguars in the playoffs since they were in the AFC Championship against Tom Brady, when Tom Brady ended up coming back and beating them, but that was the Blake Bortles-led Jacksonville Jaguars. That was one of the underrated defenses I've ever seen. And they got blown up real quick. Doug Marone and all them. Brady ends up going to the Super Bowl and losing to Nick Foles that year. But I digress. Chargers-Jags. Right now, it's looking like the Chargers are favorites. -2.5 in most locations. I like the Chargers. I know Mike Williams. He's going to be a game-time decision, it looks like. They don't have Rashawn Slater. Bosa looks like he might be out. I like the Chargers still, though. Jags have had a really good season. I think I do trust Justin Herbert a little bit more than I trust Trevor Lawrence and his skills right now. I know Brandon Staley. I shouldn't trust him. It's the Chargers. You should never trust the Chargers, Spadoni. Jaguars are home dogs. But I think the Chargers, and maybe I'm crazy, I think they got a really good chance to get to the AFC Championship game. If they win this game and they go on to play the Kansas City Chiefs, they would play the Kansas City Chiefs. Barring something unbelievable happening with the Bills and the Dolphins. But Chargers, they know the Chiefs. And again, it's hard to beat a team three times in a year. It's hard to beat a guy like Justin Herbert three times, let alone in a year. I think the Chargers win this game. Moving on to Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins. I think the Bills handle that. All due respect to Skylar Thompson, Mike McDaniel. They had a good bounce back year. They were struggling. Just getting to the playoffs was an achievement. No Tua. Don't see how they win that game. Bills still riding that high of DeMar Hamlin. He's back at home. Shout out DeMar Hamlin, all he went through. Love the Bills. I don't know if they cover, the 13.5. That's a lot of points. It's an awful lot of points. Shasky's joining me here. Hit program in there, Shasky. You see the PGM button if you want to listen to me on the headphones. Maybe it's on the right there. Maybe get Sam Lubin in here. He might be able to fix it. But Buffalo Bills, I like them. -13.5. Yeah, I'll say it. -13.5. They'll cover that. Skylar Thompson, I don't even know who that guy plays for. He stinks.
Then why'd you say all due respect?
All due respect.
You have no respect for him.
I have respect for Mike McDaniel, I said. And I have him as my fantasy quarterback, so I need him to play well. We're doing that game, obviously.
But we always do that. Oh, with all due respect.
All due respect.
Here comes me doing some inflammatory statements.
Hey, I could do no due respect, and I did it to Urban Meyer a couple days ago. That fraud that I'm so happy Doug Peterson, the grown-ups in that organization.
Fraud Meyer?
Fraud, yeah. Rat-a-tat-tat these in. Chassie, you can give him real quick. I like the Vikings still to be the Giants. I think a lot of people are on the Giants. They're 3-point favorites. I think the Vikings are
in the
game.
Vikings.
Yeah, I think the Vikings. I like the Vikings though too. Everyone's saying like, you know what? Their Vikings actually aren't. I was like,
don't overthink this.
Giants aren't that great.
Don't
overthink it. Even though the Vikings have bad defense. Ravens, Bengals. Ravens are on their third string quarterback. Bengals all the way. Joe Burrow. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamaha Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at Yamaha.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's a divisional game, and I think it'll be low scoring. 9.5 is a lot of points, but I like the Bengals there. Like the Bengals on that one?
I do.
Okay. And then Tampa Bay and Dallas is a very interesting matchup. Bonte sent in the chat yesterday all those stats about Micah Parsons on turf and on versus on grass.
Unbelievable.
And his stats are unbelievably bad on grass. Like, it's just not even, it's like a total night and day, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
He's the opposite of Lamar Odom or Wiz Khalifa.
And I am not, that's good. Lamar Odom, Laker legend, by the way, sixth man of the year, all time.
There's a
Laker
documentary coming out on him. He had a rough life, but he did. Keep going.
No, absolutely. Tampa Bay, I'm always taking Tom Brady in a wild card. And by the way, Tom Brady in his career only playing 6 wild card games is freaking nuts.
Yeah, it's called the AFC East.
It's called the AFC East and just owning the AFC just in general.
Until Josh Allen showed up, the best quarterback he went up against might have been Chad Pennington for 1 year in Miami.
I like Chad Pennington. Even in the New York Jets. Even with the Jets with Herm Edwards, it might have been Chad Pennington.
I love Chad Pennington.
He was the only other...
Marshall.
And him and Randy Moss.
Yes.
He was the only other quarterback in that Brady draft that was actually decent.
No, but about that. Name me another one. Keep going.
No, that was it. Buccaneers, I just wanted to rat-a-tat-tat there. Joe Shasky joining me. You know him. You love him. Morning Roast. Him and Bonte
Hill. Or hate him.
Or hate him. But you love to hate him. That's the difference. You love to hate Shasky if you love to hate him. Join in YouTube chats. Let me know what you guys think about him.
All right. So I grew up listening to sports talk radio, and there was also another guy that I used to listen to, which was Howard Stern. Right? I don't know if you were a big Howard Stern guy.
As of late, I've enjoyed. Like, I started discovering him more about like 10 years ago, which I think he's a little more tamed than he used to be.
Okay.
But his interviewing skills are top notch.
Absolutely.
No one can deny that.
Absolutely. Yes. But he used to be on Live 105. Long story short. Private Parts, the movie, the one thing that they said, and this was true at the time, was, you know, look, the average Stern lover listens for, 5 minutes. The average Stern hater listens for 38 minutes.
That's good. No, it's true, but that's why people listen. Like, you can hate them all you want. Colin Coward, Jim Rome, all those guys.
Oh,
like,
Jim Rome's so played.
Clones.
I mean,
rack that guy.
Anybody who's reading off a script for the last 17 years, like, come on, dude.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices. It's the jungle.
You have
everything. Everything is so dramatic. That's why that's just.
Rome is on fire.
Rome is on fire. Steiny. I almost called you Steiny for a second.
Steiny was thinking, posting all kinds of Instagram yesterday.
Steiny has been blowing up. Dude, Steiny has been blowing up the chat. I'm still in this Evan Guru Steiny chat.
Oh, I feel for you.
But it was just. I woke up to a bunch of texts because the Lakers went to double overtime last night, and I'm going to sleep. I can't watch games at 7 o'clock other than the Warriors. I just can't stay up late. It's tough. I get up at 3:50 every morning, and all I see is, damn, Spadoni. That's all I get from Guru all the time is, damn, Spadoni. Guru locked into his Lake show. We all know that.
Always. Don't let him fool you.
Don't let him fool you. No, but Guru's good. He likes everyone. He's Guru. But
yeah, he's a Phil Handy wherever he's at.
Hey, shout out Union City Phil Handy. We love him.
But wherever he's at, plus the Lakers, plus the Warriors, plus whoever he picks in the playoffs if the Warriors and the Lakers are not in it.
Shasky, I'm trying to figure out what it's crazy. No, but I'm trying to figure out how the Seahawks win this game. And I might have stumbled upon it other than turnovers. It's special teams. It might come down to special teams play. And that's something we haven't talked about all year. It's not a sexy thing to talk about. Who likes to talk about special teams? Other than maybe Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll.
The Niners won a playoff game last year without scoring an offensive touchdown.
Hufanga. He was
the difference. Yes.
Absolutely. That was Devontae Adams' last game as a Packer. And that sent him packing. And the Packers, I think, might be done because of that. This might be their last playoff with Aaron Rodgers. So I'm just trying to think of a way, other than with the elements, the turnovers, and maybe it just comes down to that. But I think the Niners are best suited, more than any other team, to handle the elements with the running game and with that defense.
Just let me throw something at you. And this is hard to think about because the Niners are such a physical team. Is there any way they can just get out hit at the point of attack? Is there any way that in a game like this, they just, for whatever reason, get dominated on either side of the ball, at the line?
Well, I'll say this. I was not expecting the Raiders to dominate them on that offensive line like they did. Granted, Bosa had a bunch of pressures that game.
I'm just thinking.
But Stidham was able to escape and do all that.
Yeah.
If the Seahawks are able to replicate that kind of offensive line performance, and Geno can get the ball, like has enough time to get the ball out.
Right.
He's got weapons. I will say that. He has weapons.
And sneakily, the first half of the last couple of weeks, if you're paying attention, and even into the entirety of the game for the Raiders, the Niners have been ran on.
Yes.
And that's set up play action down the field. And so I'm just a little, I think we're appropriately confident, which I get, but I have a healthy fear of Seattle because I do think these division games are just different.
They are different. No. And Pete Carroll, he knows these guys. He's been, you know, playing mind games, what have you, all week. I was like, it's not really mind games. Every single NFL coach gasses up the other team every single week because they don't want egg on their face.
Yes.
Like, that's just it. So, like, Kyle Shanahan's going to say, they've got a great team. It's going to be really a tough challenge. Everyone does it.
Yes.
But Pete Carroll, I think, does it in a way where it just really annoys Niners fans. He just talks, and Niners fans are just perturbed, if you will.
Yes.
So, listen, last time it was raining in the playoffs at home, I want to say maybe it was for a little bit in that Packers game. A couple years ago in 2019, was it raining a little bit then?
I don't remember.
Maybe it was coming down. The only time it was coming,
cold as hell.
It was cold, okay. But maybe the only time it was really coming down was that NFC Championship game at the stick, Kyle Williams.
It was a thick fog and rain.
It was mud. It was terrible. Swampy.
If you remember correctly, it was drizzling, especially in raining late in the game. But early in the game, there was super thick fog. And on the first drive, Alex hit Vernon Davis for a long one. He scores a touchdown, runs up onto the light pole, jumps onto the cement pad, the shoe, as contractors call it, of the pad, and like jumped up in the air that Vernon Davis did in the first quarter.
Absolutely.
I was like, we're going to kill him.
and then Eli Manning, yeah. And then you guys were talking about yesterday, and I think people sleep on Eli Manning. He's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame. If that's deserved or not, you can have that conversation. He was really good in two playoff runs, and I think that's a case for a lot of people. Shout out Jim Plunkett. He should have been in a long time ago, too. But Eli Manning was a really good quarterback. Geno Smith, he's been having a good year, right? He's been solid. Like, for him, he has the most passing, like, and I can't scoff at this, most passing yards ever in a season for a Seattle Seahawks quarterback, which is nuts because Russell Wilson, who we all think could be in the Hall of Fame, he might be playing himself out of it with the Broncos, but still, Russell Wilson owned the Niners all those years. Geno Smith is not Russell Wilson, which I think is ultimately going to be the decider in this, but I don't think he's a guy you could sleep on either because he will take chances, and I think I heard, who was it? Mike Holmgren yesterday was talking about, he'll take chances. He will take chances, whether that's good or bad, but I'll say this. You shoot or shoot. You got to shoot your shot in the playoffs. And the Seahawks have nothing to lose. They're going to be, everyone's expecting them to lose and lay down. Mm-hmm. And that scares me. Mm-hmm. That scares me a little bit.
And the thing that I keep coming back to, and I'm just asking out loud, because the Niners benefit from having CMC, they've only faced one, what I would call elite running back, really all year, Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
And I mean, just go back and look at that game. You can go, oh, Joe! Oh, because the 510's text nonstop and is just such a whack job on everything I say. Goes, they haven't given up an 80-yard rusher. But in the game against the Raiders, Josh Jacobs, 17 for 69. Stidham for 34 yards, and Brandon Bolden, while Jacobs got hurt, came in and ran for another 32 yards. They gave up 135, 140 yards to the Raiders on the ground.
Yes.
I'm not saying that one guy can dominate them, but Walker might be the best running back they face this year.
Yes.
Outside of Jacobs.
Outside of Jacobs, absolutely. No, absolutely.
And I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just saying, like, you never know.
No, yeah. And Kenneth Walker, he'll be up there. He's with Brock Purdy, Garrett Wilson, all those guys up for Rookie of the Year. Shasky, we're up against it.
It's a Frisco Friday.
It's a Frisco Friday. You guys are fired up. We want to hear from the callers. 888-957-9570. A lot of Niners, a lot of Seahawks. They're playing tomorrow. You're going to be at the game. Bonte's going to be at the game. The significant others?
I'm not allowed to talk about that today.
Not allowed to talk about it.
I'm in a lot of trouble.
That's a tease, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Shasky, Bonte Hill, they're coming up next. Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.